Start your day the right way with the Miraya Morning Motivation.
Welcome to Miraya Morning Motivation. Today we will find more inspiration and indeed encouragement as we look together to today's lesson, today's talk, today's sharing, and of course, today's partnership in thought, in idea, and in substance. Let's partner together. This is Taurai. I lost a house many, many years ago as a result of a transaction error that I made, where I thought I was being clever, but sadly, within 6 months, I realized when there was a follow-up on that transaction that I had made a massive mistake, a massive error that caused me to make a great, miserable, frustrating, painful loss. And that mistake cost me. Attitudes were bad against me. Oh, the pain and the bother. I remember talking to a friend mid-month and saying, "My brother, I have lost this place. But I have a family to take care of. I have a baby who's a small toddler who does not understand what is going on, as the mother cries every day. And here she is, heavily pregnant with the second baby. What do I do? Could you please help me? Spare me even just the storeroom. I can heap up my things in your garage and sleep in your storeroom with my family for just a little while, whilst I run around and search and try to fix this mess which I am in right now." Oh, what a pain. Oh, what a bother. And the man, in his kindness with his wife, they took us in to their big mansion, offered us a bedroom, offered our little toddler a room, and asked us to stay and share everything with them as we moved around trying to fix our situation. The mistake was mine, and the loss was mine. In the midst of it all, I lost friends and I lost relations and relationships, because people were angry with me for that. How could I find myself being written about in the newspapers as having caused such serious mistakes, which were literally translated as being fraudulent? So I became a fraudster. At least that's how people looked at me. So there we were, running around fixing our civil issues and being exonerated of the assumed criminal dimension of the whole mistake that I had made. But however, because of the losses that had been incurred by the partnerships that I was working and dealing with, they required of me almost everything that I had, or so I thought. I found myself taking everything out of my bank accounts, closing my insurances, trying to get the little bit of money that I could get out of them and try to fix this thing. But it still was not enough. Eventually, I had to let go of a property, and I let go of my very first house, a beautiful little township house in a big city that I had managed to get as a little boy, postgraduate, only 22 years of age, and I lost it. Oh yeah, life. But you know what I noticed? I noticed eventually, after I had gone through the initial pain, that I had to accept and I had to transform and I had to change. In the words of Socrates, hit me hard. And Socrates once said, the secret of change is to focus all of your energy, not on fighting the old, but on building the new. So I let go of that old scenario and focused on building the new. So I positively looked into the future and progressed into the future. Positively motivated my family, and we were geared to make greater attainments and greater achievements as the future progressed. The future was an essentially long future because it did not happen suddenly. But within a while, after a couple of years, with more exertion and more focus and more push, after losing a two-bedroom, single lounge, single kitchen, single combined toilet and bathroom compound, standing on a little piece of land, an eighth, within a high-density community of a second largest city of a country, I found ourselves moving into the capital per se, into a low density, into a piece of land greater than what we had gotten into by more than four times. Owning that kind of land, building something big and something massive, something which, in the words of a couple of my friends, they call that place the mansion. And they ask me, your family is not that big? How do you have so many bedrooms, so many toilets, so many bathrooms, so many lounges, so many of all these things that you... What are you doing with all this? And then I look at it and I say, you know, I re-diverted and refocused my energies to not fight the pain of the loss, but rather to push and focus on building the new. And the new has resulted and yielded in this greatness, which you see today, and this greatness which you marvel about. So, as I have said in the past, I stopped saying I wish and I started saying I will. And when I started saying I will, I began to do. And when I began to do, it became, because I did not allow it to crush me. Rather, I allowed it to become a provocation for improvement. I allowed it to become a challenge into greatness. When that obstacle stood in the way, rather than for it to be an obstruction, it became a stepping stone from which I leapfrogged higher. Rather than let it crush me and let it block me off, I jumped on it and from it jumped into greater horizons, because I could see way beyond what I had been seeing initially when I was below the hilltop. The ascent was not easy, but when I got up there, the descent, the flight, and the motion became a possibility that I could aspire towards, because I could see the beauty of the valley below and I could see the horizons beyond. You and I can do it today. What is the obstruction that you think has confronted your situations and your life and your livelihood? Is it the pain of what has happened in the past? Is it the loss of a loved one because of a bad thing that was done to them? Is it the loss of a relationship? Maybe. If it is the loss of a relationship, can you not start a fresh and a better relationship? What has there been to learn from the past loss, which we can manipulate for positivity, for greatness, growth, and success into the and in the future as we make things better and more enjoyable for ourselves? You and I can make it better if we hold on to the secret and work with it into our greatness and into great advancements as we see and be reminded that the secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new. What is the new thing that you desire and aspire towards? Yes, if you focus on it, if you keep looking, if you keep moving towards it, you will reach, and you indeed can reach. My beloved, my dear friend, the truth is, as difficult as it may be, I know you can do it. I know you can achieve it. I know you can handle it. And I know you can make it. You can make it, and it can be much better and greater for you. What do I have to remind you today? Be reminded. Whatever the circumstances, whatever the challenges, whatever the situation that confronts our situations and the thoughts that come and seek to try and cloud our minds, rather than cloud us, rather than confuse us, we can allow them to become a mental provocation and stimulation for better. Why? Because I know, and I will remind you, it is well. Have a great time and have a great day. Enjoy as you listen to the coming musical track. We meet again on the next episode of Miraya Morning Motivation. It is well.
Radio Miraya brings you an inspirational show that encourages, uplifts, and puts you in the right mood. Listen in to the Miraya Morning Motivation to get renewed, recharged, and refreshed. The Miraya Morning Motivation with Tarai, 6:30 a.m., Monday to Friday.